I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're a fisherman, chances are you have plans for this weekend. If you're not a fisherman, there's a very good reason you ought to go make some. I'll explain when we come back.
Whelan Sportsman has really played a major role in reintroducing me to the great outdoors.
Even though I'm wheelchair bound, it doesn't mean I can't hunt or fish.
Whelan Sportsman has shown me that even though I do have a disability, I do not have to give up the things I love.
You know, Whelan Sportsman NWTF has shown me that I can do things outdoors I've always dreamed of doing. It's really good to know that there's people out there that really do care.
This weekend, West Virginia will observe National Fishing and Boating Week with the annual Free Fishing Days. On Saturday and Sunday, you can fish free of charge anywhere in the Mountain State.
They don't need a license on that weekend. It's free for everybody, Saturday and Sunday.
That's DNR Wildlife Chief Curtis Taylor. Amnesty from all licensing aimed at getting more people involved in fishing nationwide. Taylor says naturally this tends to gravitate toward children's fishing events.
We do it to try and get, you know, people interested in fishing, and especially, you know, our focus is always on kids, and we want to get youngsters introduced to fishing and the fun they can have on our streams and lakes. So and we combine it with boating, National Boating Week as well, just in another attempt to try and get people outside and engaged in outdoor activity.
And there are two major events in the state this Saturday, one at Little Beaver State Park in Raleigh County, the other at the Bowden Fish Hatchery in Randolph County, both created toward teaching children how to fish. However, you don't need a fishing rodeo to appreciate the fun, and you don't need to be a kid. Curtis explains a lot of folks used to fish when they were kids, but then somewhere along the line, life got complicated.
My problem is every meeting I go to is recruitment and retention are the two big buzzwords. And, you have people that drop out because of lack of time and that sort of thing. But, you know, that's one of those deals where, you know, fishing is an activity you need to make time for.
Now, the hope of offering a couple of days fishing with no license is that people will make time this Saturday and Sunday, go fishing, realize what they're missing, and then in the future buy their own license and rejoin the ranks of anglers. Taylor says it's well worth it.
If you got a job where you got a lot of stress, there's nothing better than a good day fishing to make all that go away. I did that last weekend on the New River and caught a 4-pound smallmouth, so that was a great stress reliever, let me tell you. When that rod's bent and you've got a nice fish on the other end, there, nothing else matters.
Now there's a testimonial you can live by. This weekend, you have no excuse. Grab yourself a fishing pole and a fishing buddy and get the two of you or more to the creek bank or the lake shore Saturday and Sunday and rediscover the magic of fishing in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.